Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
Jeff Aloysius passing.
The pitch clock. I think it's the biggest change in baseball since integration. If you've seen any minor league games last year, guys, it is baseball from the 70s and 80s with modern athletes. And to me, that's the best of both worlds right there. It's quicker. It's crisper. It's a game that where you don't sit around saying, okay, where's all the action? No, the action can happen every 15 seconds. There's going to be no more dawdling on the mound. There's going to be no more wasting time getting your batting gloves fixed, stepping out of the box. And the regularity of the 2.5 hour game is going to be a real thing. There will be a sub 2 hour game in Major League Baseball this year. I'd be willing to bet on that.
The Michael K. Show.
Hi, for Dan Gross in the
on 98.7 ESPN.
You know, we just let that go by. A sub 2 hour game. I don't even know what I would do with myself.
I know.
I would probably go to stands across the street from the stadium.
I'm telling you, Michael.
Hang out with fans.
If he's right, that is an amazing game changer. Because it was pretty jarring. We didn't really follow up on, like, the greatest change, biggest change since integration. Like, and you think, come on, that's an overstatement. But if you're able to get games that are going to be, like around what the NBA is, like a 215, 220, it won't always be like that. But if that's the norm rather than something that's the aberration, that changes everything.
Well, the average baseball game last year down was 307. I could be a minute right or two off. If you can get the average time down to 235, it's a home run. It's an absolute home run. Really is.
You have people literally going to games in Washington. Peter will tell you this because I think he knows that the last train is at a certain time, like where they may not go to the game if it goes too late because they literally won't be able to get home, right? So there are people that do not go to a game, Peter, because it might last 3-4 hours, but if they know they're going to be out of there in less than three, attendance is going to go up, ratings are going to go up. It's tough to commit to something that goes that long. I'm sure in general, unless it's an Academy Award winner, people will attend movies that are an hour and 45 minutes long as opposed to 3 hours and a half, right? That's going to change everything.
Now, that last train, Peter, is that to Clarksville?
Well, it depends. Are you meeting someone at the station?
I can be there by 4:30.
Oh, right, but I don't
hurry, don't be
line.
Slow. Oh.
All right, so on Twitch right now, we're not sending you to Twitch because you should be consuming this show in its entirety. But on Twitch is Sauce Gardner. And while he's on Twitch, he is wearing a cheese head. And he said he's recruiting. Now, I think it's cute.
Yeah.
But why would you wear a cheese head, which represents Wisconsin and Green Bay, when you want him to leave Green Bay to come to New York? Shouldn't you be wearing an apple on your head?
Well.
Or a Statue of Liberty, like a spike crown?
It's either misled or brilliant.
I don't understand the wisdom of that.
Well, it's getting attention. I mean, because people can understand the connection, Michael. They're going after a Green Bay Packer.
But doesn't Sauce know, though, that Aaron is underground right now with no electronics? He's not seeing it.
He's in the dark, sitting in his own filth.
Right.
I doubt he took the diaper option. I doubt it. And again, he does go
all out, though. I mean, he doesn't do anything halfway.
I just don't know how the diaper accentuates everything that you're looking for in that retreat, right? You want to concentrate, focus on whatever your decision is, not have to sit in your own filth. That's not going to help.
See,
it's going to hinder.
If you actually choose to go to the bathroom, your concentration's off because you have to get up and go to the bathroom. But if you have a diaper on and you just go, then you never really break concentration. The filth part, I mean, that's
I'm fascinated
everybody
by
has
this.
A limit.
I'm fascinated by this.
Why don't you do it?
I think it would be a great...
We'll give you the option right now, Don. You could sit in your own filth without devices for 4 days rather than do the dunk tank as your punishment.
No, I mean, I'm looking forward to the dunk tank.
All right, how about 2 days? And it doesn't have to be in your own filth.
As a, and not have to go into the dunk tank?
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to the dunk tank.
Peter, it all kills right, the whole pick segment if he's looking forward to the punishment.
Well, that's what I've been saying all year.
But every punishment you like, that's the problem
no,
with you.
No, it's not. You're trying to say that. I'm not masochistic. I'm just going to.
Yes, you are.
Well, I don't think I am. I don't think I am. But what
yes,
I do think
last
is.
Last year, you asked a guy to. He had to throw three tennis balls at you. And then you said, no, get closer and do it again.
Because
that's
I was
masochism.
In the moment. I wanted something to come out of this. Because I am willing to go wherever I need to go for this show. I am
beautiful.
Fully all in on this show, and I'll be all in the water, apparently, over the summer. How about this for a movie idea? You're in the darkness retreat, right?
Right.
But all of a sudden you find out somebody's with you. But because it's completely dark, you don't know where they are. Mm. That could be a fun premise for a movie, no, Peter?
Now, Peter, I have to ask you because you seem to know stuff like this. Mm. Is this completely pitch black darkness that he can't see anything? Like he can't even see the walls or whatever?
My assumption is that if you're going full darkness, it means exactly that. Like,
so no windows, nothing like that.
Now, yeah. But hold on. So, like... And that means even during the daytime, it stays completely dark 24/7. For because that
I guess yeah. Check that out.
You know what? We're gonna have to get him. Anthony, can you book Rogers for the first interview when he gets out of the dark, filthy hole?
I mean, after McAfee, of course. All right, so we open
the door
today.
Is locked from the inside, and participants can leave. Can leave if they desire. I'm just looking at to try to get all the information on this.
So if the door is locked from the inside, then it's not locked for you. It's only locked for the outside world to get in.
But I guess you can knock. There's a whole website I just stumbled upon. Ooh.
I guess you can knock three times on the ceiling if you want to.
Yeah.
Or twice on
the pipe. If the answer is no.
If the answer is no.
And here's always the price range. All right, how much? 3 days darkness retreat. 3 day dark retreat. How much?
Well, how much are they paying me?
No, how much you're going to have to pay. Two nights before and one night after in a private room with food included. So it's six. They're giving you 6 days total. So two nights before and then one night after and then the 3 days in total darkness. So it's a total of 6 days, food included, for this one, this site that I'm on.
$5,000.
No, it's actually only $840.
Wow, that's a bargain to sit in your own filth.
$1,170 for the 5 day. There's a 7 day for $1,440, and the 10 day package with coffin $2,080. Because they're going to be dragging your dead body out, I would think, after 10 days or something like this. Wow.
Bob McGinn, who is a writer for Go Long TD, 43,000, almost 44,000 followers. He's written about pro football since 1979. Hmm. The Green Bay Packers, Bob McGinn has learned, have all but moved on from their longtime starter. They're more confident than ever to start Jordan Love, too. And he writes for something called Go Long. Now, all right, so that brings us to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. The Jets are having Derek Carr in tomorrow at Florham Park. Obviously, they're trying to recruit him, but they're recruiting. But I guess this goes on in college all the time, guys, right?
Yeah.
Where you recruit, you're a five-star recruit, but then you recruit somebody and say, listen, if we don't get the five-star guy, you're our guy. As long as you're honest with people, I guess it could work, but it's going to be really uncomfortable if Rodgers doesn't come out of that hole and make a decision right away.
But the thing in college is that you can go multiple people, right? So you can try to get everybody if you want. So you're never in a situation you have to choose one over the other. They have
yeah,
to
but
decide
nobody,
what college
no, no
they want
to go.
No kid
wants to go to Alabama if he knows there's somebody going to be starting in front of him.
Well, they have from,
I mean, that's what
yeah,
to Tom
from,
Brady.
From one position, sure. But you know the way they treat kids in college. They'll tell you, yo, you're our guy, and then just decide to go in another direction. Can the Jets afford to do that? Can the Jets afford to flat-out lie to Derek Carr reputation-wise? Say, you're the guy, we want you to be the guy, and then he's
no,
all set.
No, they can't, because what if he says yes? Okay, let's do it right now.
Right, you can't. So you can't do that. So you're going to have to say, all right, Rodgers, which, again, should be no blow to his ego, because he should know that Aaron Rodgers is probably a better option than he is. Even if he disagreed with it, I think he'd respect that. But can he afford to sit around and wait for Rodgers? When
no.
When there's multiple teams, because I think the Saints are interested, the Panthers interested, the Buccaneers might be interested. I think on most people's list, Carr's number two, so at least second on their list. So he's going to have choices of places to go. Can he afford to sit around and wait for those teams to go in a different direction?
Not that you guys care about this, but it's relevant, I suppose. The Commanders coming to an agreement with Eric Bieniemy to be offensive coordinator.
So a lateral
move. I'm
glad
for Eric Bieniemy. He could finally, you know, step out of the shadow of Andy Reid, and he's obviously going to be calling the plays.
See, that's got to be the motivation, right?
Yes,
because why would you leave a better situation? He's probably thinking, nobody's hiring me because Andy gets all the credit for what I'm doing. So let me go someplace that needs a boost offensively. And if I can do in Washington what I did in Kansas City, that layer of negativity is now gone. It's a good move.
Now, I'm not mad at it.
Anthony Greek just sent me, Rodgers detailed on the McAfee show what the darkness retreat is. He will be alone in a room for the duration of the darkness. He will be provided with a toilet and a bathtub in the middle of the room. He will be provided with food from those running the retreat. It will arrive once a day via a two-way slot in the door. The experience will involve a lot of sleeping, and he will be sober during the event.
Can I tell you
who would
have...
Why does the toilet and the bathtub have to be in the middle of the room?
So you can find it if you're in complete darkness.
Can I tell you who would absolutely kill it with this darkness retreat?
Who?
Bear. I mean... Sleeps all day, happy to just go right in the middle of the room. Not a problem. He can do it standing up.
But honestly, listen, we're all crazy. There's enough crazy people in the world. I am surprised that there hasn't been somebody in the media, especially for the prices that I saw, that haven't tried this to be able to talk about it on the air, what it's really actually like. You know, it's $840 for the cheapest package on the one that I saw.
But where
wouldn't it be kind of...
Where is it exactly?
Let me see if there's an address here.
And again, the key, though, is it total darkness? Because to me, that would have a coffin feel to it. I need a sliver of light.
I think they're going for the death feel.
See, I'm not going to pay for that.
Hmm.
Can I tell you guys something that's a little bit different than that?
Yeah, sure.
It's right here in my hand. I was sent by a friend of mine, a gentleman named Corey Shapiro. This is such a gentleman, Don. He knew that I was in Montreal and sent me Saint Vitor bagels. I have a whole stash of amazing Montreal bagels right here, and I'm really frustrated because I don't know what I'm going to do with this many bagels.
Well, you drove there, right? So bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back.
I'm not going to be able to freeze it. Oh, I wonder if I could just leave them in the car.
Well, you don't have to freeze it. Just put it in a plastic Ziploc bag. That keeps it.
Bagels will be kept well if just
yes,
a Ziploc?
Absolutely, because you take the air out of it. Air is what destroys it.
You know what? I'm going to send a few of these over to Aaron Rodgers in the dark hole.
Oh. Now the,
I don't
the
know
website...
if a bagel could fit through the hole, though. It has to be flat food, I would think.
Well,
yeah, I don't think it's got to fit through the slot. The first site that came up, it looks like a really legitimate, well-done site.
Mm-hmm.
The Hermitage, it's called. And its location is in Guatemala.
Why can't you go to a dark room in, like, Wisconsin?
Well, because just reading up on it while we're talking, it sounds like it's a resort that has
What kind of resort is that?
Well, it's got a bunch of different things. The dark... They're the dark retreat is one. There's a solitary retreat. There's group retreats. So at least this place in Guatemala is a whole retreat, and one of the options is a dark retreat.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no.
I don't know if he's going to Guatemala, but he's probably going. This looks like a high-end place, but again, the prices don't seem to be that excessive.
Well, I mean, they don't really have to pay a staff because
there's not a ton of overhead here.
You just gotta shovel up the poop.
Well, no. You're kind of dumbing it down. Like he's in solitary in a prison.
But there's no amenities, Don.
No, but the amenities are this place is going to provide the food for you. So obviously they're going to have chefs on staff to prepare the food.
Well, my Aunt Helen could make food for somebody in the dark. You don't need, Chef Boyardee to do it.
Love Chef Boyardee.
Judy in Buffalo seems to have some inside information on Rodgers. Judy, talk to us.
Yeah, I want to know why Aaron Rodgers would even consider leaving Green Bay. He's got a better than average running back who has just re-signed. Mm-hmm. He's got two young stud receivers who are probably going to set records next year. And Green Bay can win 11 games and be in the playoffs without even working up a sweat.
I would agree with you, Judy.
Is this AI Ballard?
Is that what Ballard's been saying?
I mean, it's just a very optimistic. Records are both getting set at wide receiver next year for the Packers. I mean, I don't know if I see it that way.
No, not necessarily records, but I mean, they're going to be two studs that, Buffalo passed on one of them, Watson, which I think was a colossal error. And I just think they're going to come into their own next year.
But, Judy, you know what? I think if he does leave, and I'm not saying that you're wrong, if he does leave, and we thank you for the call, I think he's just ready to go. He's had 18 years in Green Bay, and he wants to try something else. You know, he's a guy who likes to expand his mind, and by expanding your mind, maybe he also wants to expand his horizons. Who knows? Because it does seem like it would be the perfect fit there. He's signed. And he could really stiff it to Green Bay, because if he stays for the final 2 years, then they've lost Jordan Love without ever using him, and they wasted a draft pick on the kid.
I think
they're not going to re-sign him.
There's a bunch of different things at play here. It could just be the attention that he could enjoy while he's making his decision just to retire anyway. See who else is involved, interested in him. Is it a draw of going and winning someplace else the way Brady did? You could be done with someplace, right? You've been there a long time. It's ready to move on. Try something different or just retire. It might just be the attention he's getting, because he's getting a lot of it, guys. He's getting talked about every day. If he just announced his retirement, he'd get a day, and then that'd be it. It'd be over. So could this just be attention for him to just ultimately decide, I'm going to retire?
We have more dark retreat info. The dark retreat is an unparalleled experience in intense seclusion in which the practitioner is deprived of all light and sensory distractions, and thus plunges into a deep witnessing awareness of the mind, and eventually experiences the perception of the inner light of pure consciousness. Yeah, I'd be dead. I'd be dead within 3 hours.
It's really no different than him doing the ayahuasca, guys. It's just ways for him to remove the sensory things that block him from seeing a higher power that we can possibly understand unless we went on this retreat.
See, because he's experimented before, it tells me this. I don't think this has anything to do with his decision. He'd be doing this anyway.
Yeah, this is an activity.
Well, but there seems to be a vibe out there that he's going to come out with his decision. I don't think that's the case. I think it might help him towards the decision, but I think if he retired tomorrow, he'd still go on this retreat.
Can I say something that might drive him away, and I don't mean to do that? This is kind of be strong, but I got to speak my truth.
Sure.
I think he's a clown.
You're probably not wrong, but that's a strong opinion. He's
different.
Yeah,
I know. I think it comes off as clownish. Look how smart I am. My inner consciousness. I'm so deep. I can go to places where nobody even wants to go. Please. Life is not that complicated. You live, you're born, you live, you die. That's it.
But
higher consciousness. What are you, like a Sherpa?
But it
Please.
Tells you there's a lot of tools out there, because, I'm going to these. There's sites all over the place, Michael. It's not something he invented. He's not going to a log cabin and disappearing. There are people that do this.
But, you know, people that do this are searching for something, and I don't want to get too deep here. They're searching for something that doesn't exist.
Well,
life is what you see. There's nothing deeper than this. And if you had to go on LSD to experience some trip, that's not real.
No, because
a drug is taking you there.
But you're the last person who should be talking about this.
Why? Why am I the last person?
Because you see everything on the surface. You don't believe in any sort of anything.
Right.
It's there is.
Am I wrong?
You're saying that. Yes, there are people who go on experiences. There are people who go on trips, both literally and, you know, metaphorically, that change their lives and the way they see things. Well, so, I mean, here's the thing, Don. For Michael, Michael needs physical, tangible things for it to matter. Whereas, if Aaron Rodgers decides to trip on ayahuasca and sees things that affect his brain, you may come out of that trip going, "Oh my God, I had a realization I never saw before. I now see the world differently because of that."
But you had a realization because you took drugs.
Yeah, but
so what?
It was a hallucinogenic thing.
Well, no, it's expanding the mind. What, Michael? What do you think religion is to people? It's a spirituality of just something that helps you get through your life. It's no different than believing in God or believing in anything else. Like, the thing with Michael, Peter, is that he just needs the evidence to be there. I do this, this happens. But to a lot of other people, they want to expand, look at things differently, put faith in things where you don't know how it's going to come out. Just looking at life differently than how we've been taught to look at it. It's taking the blinders off. Yeah, sometimes it's ridiculous and it goes nowhere. But there's other times when we kind of break through from the norm where we find different things out. It's no different than going to therapy. It's no different than deciding to take a mind-expanding drug or taking a deep dive into religion or under hypnosis or whatever anybody wants to do to kind of just break away from the structure of everyday life. It sounds toolish, but I think only because of how extreme it is. But it's normal for people to look at things a little differently.
But I'm just saying all the other things that he's about, it adds up to clown.
That's a different conversation.
Is it this
specifically? Okay, if he wants to dive into it, fine. But this specifically, connected to all the other strange things that he does.
True.
I think he's like a little bit a nozzle.
Well, it depends.
Well, that's fine.
Well, that's but here's the thing. Like, is it any different than somebody who decides to meditate? It's just that he tries different things, and he obviously has the means in which to try all these different things. Now, is he a nozzle because he announces it to the world, like, look at what I'm doing? But I think there's a purpose to a lot of these things.
I can't wait till he's a weekly on the show next year. Anyway, we'll take a brief time out. I'm going to actually turn off the lights here and just get a higher consciousness of myself. Really find things out about the universe as I'm in the dark. And then I'll come back and continue the show right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, Peter, one of the things that we pin our belief system on is that Don is real, that he's the realest of the three of us. Everybody believes Don. Everybody loves Don. But I have uncovered something that actually is proof positive that Don's a phony and a fraud.
Interesting.
So he's always told us how he hates golf. Golf is garbage. This and that. People at golf hate their families. Well, I have been secretly recording Don, and he was out with a friend, and this is actually Don talking about golf.
Golf, the sport of kings and retirees. Some might say it's a slow and boring game, but those people clearly haven't experienced the thrill of hitting a perfect shot or sinking a long putt. And let's be real, there's nothing like driving around in a golf cart with your buddies pretending you're in the Indy 500. Sure, golf can be frustrating at times, like when you hit your ball into the rough and have to spend the next 10 minutes searching for it like it's a lost child at Disneyland, or when you accidentally hit someone with your ball and have to pretend like you totally meant to do that. Sorry, not sorry.
Wow. I guess he likes golf, Peter.
That sounds like I was under some sort of a hallucination, or I was compromised.
Maybe
in some
it was
way.
In the dark retreat.
Yeah, that I almost sounded Canadian.
No, we have to give credit to Graphics Joker, our friend, longtime listener. He created AI Don.
Now, with AI Don, can we get him to just say whatever we want?
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
So, well,
you know
yeah,
people are going to get in trouble if they create AI Mike and AI Peter?
But I know. But for example, it was AI Don, but I think the AI was also coming up with what he was saying.
Yeah.
I would like it to be AI voice Don, but I'd like the words to be written.
What do you mean?
Meaning, AI Don that we just heard, I believe, right, was not only like an amalgamation of his voice through whatever they got it, they got his pieces of his voice, but also the AI was coming up with what he was saying.
So
what
you
I'm
want to program
is,
what he says?
Correct, in the okay. AI voice. I could do a better Don than that. I could have made it believable.
But the whole idea with AI in this situation is to get me to say things I normally
right.
wouldn't say.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're not getting there, Peter.
What fun would it be?
No.
Here's Don saying it. Everybody would say normally. Like, they're trying to compromise people.
And people are going to get in trouble. They'll say, look at this secret recording of Michael Kay where he whips this person or that. I mean, it's going to get complicated, especially if they really.
But
I mean, that voice to me sounded like Don, but it wasn't perfect.
It wasn't. Well, and also
the beginning was good.
The beginning, yeah. It sounded exactly like me. And then it kind of trailed into a completely different voice.
I love it. I love how life gets more complicated as we move along. How about let's go to the phone?
Oh, this is. Yeah, we should.
What? Well, tell me.
No, you know what? I'll save it for ENN, for Tiger Watch. I just have a little bit of Tiger news.
Oh,
actually,
no.
I have multiple pieces of Tiger news. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a really, what a great tease for people to stay tuned for ENN, to hear about Tiger Woods.
Well, how about this?
Washed up golfer.
How about this? One of them is a piece of controversy that doesn't exactly, what's the word you say again? Drape him in honor? Cover
I've
him
never
in
said
honor.
That.
Oh. Quickly, though, this is a tweet from an actual human being, Michael.
Okay.
Steve Meyer. Mike Trout, not even mentioned in my top five. Nobody even knew Strahan until he retired.
Wow.
Didn't he win a Super Bowl?
Didn't he go to the Hall of Fame?
Didn't
so
he
obviously,
set the sack
he did
record?
Something in his career, so I guess Steve's not a big football fan. But loves.
Is, you know, the omission of Trout was a little bit jarring.
Well, only because who are you taking out? Like, no, but all the people that we threw out there were like Hall of Famers. Now, Mike Trout's going to end up in the Hall of Fame, but he's not there yet.
A couple
I've
people
no
said
problem.
Michael Johnson you left out. Great Olympic runner.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. Let's go to Charles in Philadelphia. Charles.
Is he in charge?
Hey, guys. Sometimes.
What's up, Charlie?
Not all the time. Hey, guys. That sounded like a Don hostage video recording.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, with the holding a newspaper of today's date. What I wanted to call about was, have you guys ever heard of a sensory deprivation float?
No.
Kinda no.
Similar to what Rogers is doing. So I've done this before. I'm sure there's spots in the city where you can do it. Basically, what you do is you float basically in like a 10 by 10 pool. That's how I did it. Mm-hmm. The water is at room temperature or your body temperature, and it's filled with salt, so it's very buoyant. Mm-hmm. So you float just at the surface, and you're in complete darkness. You can have music or not. I usually would go no music, complete darkness. And basically, you're recreating what Rogers was trying to recreate, and you're just floating. And the difference is that there's a physical nature to it because you're floating, and you stop feeling your body after a while, and it gets pretty psychedelic. I did it for like an hour. I've done it a few times.
All right, Charles, let me stop you for a second. I'm very interested in this. What were you looking for? Why did you do this?
I did it mostly because I was intrigued that I could have a slightly psychedelic experience without drugs. It's also physically therapeutic, too, so there was that aspect. So, like, if you're really sore after a workout, it does help with recovery. You don't have to do it in complete darkness, but I did, and I did it maybe, like, 7 or 8 times. And the first couple of times, you lay there, kind of like you at night, Michael, in bed, just thinking about everything, not turning your brain off. And then after maybe the second half of the float or after 2 or 3 times, you can shut the brain off. And I don't know. I would fall asleep sometimes. It's really nice, honestly. I recommend it. It's, like, not weird. It's not like a spa. And I don't understand why Rogers just doesn't do that for 5 hours instead of, you know, basically being in the cabin and laying down. And,
yeah, but Charles,
you know,
not being to
deprived,
get too deep,
you know?
Or personal, but
yeah.
So this, like, psychedelic thing that happened to you, where did it take you? What did you find out? What did you find out about yourself doing this?
Honestly, it just calmed me down. Like, if I had... I was fine in my life. I wasn't really searching for anything. It was more of like it's kind of like if you're really good at meditating. I feel like this is like the cheat code to meditate, where it can take years to figure out how to meditate and quiet your mind. This is like,
it
helps you out, do it much
quicker.
It. And it did for me. Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, 60 minutes, then you're out. And I was walking on clouds when I walked out.
Very cool. Thank you, Charles. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Well, to answer the question, it's probably if Rogers did that, it wouldn't get nearly as much attention. That's why he's probably doing something that's way over the top. What the caller did sounded very sensible and actually something I would like to try. But, right, Peter, if he did that, would anybody be talking about his float retreat? No, they're talking about something completely whack because it gets more attention.
People do the float retreat all the time. It's not even – it's just a –
But here's something, Pete. How about this for the show? Don does anything for the show? After he goes into the dunk tank, then he goes into the float retreat.
No, oh, I like that.
I want to do it. I guess Peter Michael's that guy, so I shouldn't be surprised by this. But why you wouldn't want to try like something different? Just open up your mind to something. We're so regimented in life.
How
don't you look forward
you
to doing
me?
Things that are
How
different?
How long have you known
but,
me?
Yeah, I know you don't. You,
all right,
you
so
don't,
what would come out of this big fat skull if I opened it?
But I don't know. See, that's the thing. That's why you're so X's and O's with everything. You know, yeah, maybe it ends up being nothing. But maybe it ends up being the greatest experience of your life. This is why you don't do anything with food. You don't try things because... You're like, oh, I'm just happy the way it is, and you miss out on so many great opportunities. Yeah, you may walk away from it going, boy, that was a complete waste of my life. But maybe you walk away going, wow, I really was able to discover something. People just want to try different things. They talk about how you only spend use 10% of your brain. Do you know how much of our life that we don't do anything or take advantage of on this planet because we just stick to what we know and stick to how we grew up how regimented we are, right, Peter? That if just expand, take advantage of things, and maybe you find some, maybe you don't, but maybe you do.
You are talking. This is literally the most basic philosophical disagreement that you and I have with Michael on everything. He's decided the way things are. He decided at a very young age the way things are. That's the worst part of it to me, Don, is that when people are unwilling to change, they're generally sticking with decisions they made when they were like 12 years old. When you were an absolute blithering moron who didn't experience anything in life. You decided the world is this way. And then you're unwilling to change it. You know what? I'm liking Aaron Rodgers more and more because
I know. I'm the same way.
You're making me out to be like somebody who became a hobo. No, but How's it working out?
Here's where
you mean? Hold on. How's it working out based on what? Your bank account?
On everything.
It's working out great.
On everything.
Your personal joy every day? See, I don't know how it's working out.
You're about the result, not the experience. You're not
That's a journey guy. I'm Derek Jeter.
But that should not be – you shouldn't accept that. You should try to change that. You are build house, live in house. Like, that's how you are. Fish, eat the fish. Well, some people fish. When I was in Carolina, I was walking around this lake. A guy caught fish and put the fish back in the water because he enjoyed fishing, not the result of it. He just enjoyed the journey of it. That's all that this is. Sometimes you try food. Why? I don't know. You try it. You might like it. You might not like it. You know, why? What's sports? We don't win the championship. We don't hold the trophy, but we enjoy the experience of watching somebody else do it. Right? So your whole life sometimes is built on being no reward at the end of it. It's just enjoying the journey, experiencing different things.
You know what? I'm enjoying it right now, and I'm enjoying the fact that I'm going to throw the break, come back. There's going to be a Daily Don pick, or what do we call it, an ice pick?
Yeah,
ice pick
right,
and roll. Can't be an ice pick and roll because there's no basketball. And you're not going to actually bet
the
celebrity
game. Could you bet the celebrity
game? No, I don't think you would. You wouldn't do that.
Just go
anyway,
right,
stick around as we get more philosophical on the K Show right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ice picks.
It's now time for tonight's ice pick, and it's driven by Nissan. Rangers in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. These are two of the best offensive teams in hockey. Rangers have averaged over 5 goals a game in their 6-game winning streak. So I'm getting the over at 7 plus 105. So I'm going over 7 goals in this game at plus 105. That's today's ice pick, driven by Nissan. Hurry in to the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Get a killer deal at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com today. Clock's ticking. Catch these offers while you can.
Very rare for Don to actually use the Rangers in a pick.
But I don't think it's compromised, but I'm just doing over-under.
Absolutely. I said it's rare, but it's not wrong. Let's go to Tim in Connecticut. He's been on a while. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate the call. Hey, listen, it's my uncle. I called you last year about this, too. My uncle Brad, I know Peter made fun of him a little bit last year, but it's his 90th birthday today. Well, he kind of did. It's his 90th birthday today. He's a long time. He's been listening to you for 20-plus years that you've been on the air. Big-time Yankee fan. I just want you guys to shout out to him. You know, if you could sing, Don, I know you got the vocals. I know you got the pipes there.
Can I just ask a question, Don?
Yes, certainly.
Why did I make fun of your sweet old Uncle Brad?
It was because I said, yeah, it's my Uncle Brad, you know, my last uncle. And you said, oh, Uncle Brad.
That sounds like Peter, right?
Yeah, it was just the sounds like, you know.
What the
F? You probably didn't mean it, but it was just the way you said it.
Now, the only thought I have about Uncle Brad that would make me say anything is it's an incredibly young name for a man that age.
I've never heard
of a 90-year-old Brad.
Happy birthday to Brad. Happy birthday to Brad. Happy birthday, dear Brad. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Wow.
I'm disappointed,
beautiful.
Don.
Why are you disappointed?
You're just a human jukebox. They just pump in quarters and you
that's
start
it.
Singing.
That's all, you know.
You know what's said? It's like Fonzie, though. You don't have to pump a quarter in. Just hit it. Boom, it sings.
Yeah.
Now, Don's, in all seriousness, in my defense, I know that I can be, you know, talk a little junk and have some fun with people. Can you picture a world in which someone called and said, my uncle Brad, he's old, and I just went, oh, Brad.
Well, because you're an ageist. You've always been an ageist. I think
Don,
you're coming
do you
around
think I would have
because
done that?
Of me.
I don't think you would. In that context, that did not happen. There must have been
that
something
have
else
happened.
To it.
The guy didn't make it up.
No, I'm not saying he made
see,
it up. He left something out that would have made
see,
that
and,
make
and
sense.
And this is a perfect – Don, let's just remember this moment. When Michael claims to not be a bad guy, an utter stranger calls up and says something that's unlikely to be me, you
right.
immediately believe the stranger. You're not a friend. You are human filth. You should be – you're not – you shouldn't go to a retreat. You're what's left after the retreat. That's
right.
You.
So you want me to rip a listener and say that they're lying.
Didn't say
there's
rip.
A possibility
didn't
they
say
were
rip.
Telling the truth. It does sound like
no.
you where you would go,
no.
oh, Brad.
Ooh,
I can hear
Brad.
That.
Why would I
mouth.
Do that? Why would
because
I?
Because you don't like
I
old
ever.
People. You don't
that's not
like
true.
Old
First,
people.
That is simply not true. I don't like you. You're the only old person I don't like. I
I'm
like
not
the old,
by the way.
Who said?
I love the old.
Brad. Brad at 90 said 62 Michael's not old.
I'm tired of you making up this ageist nonsense. People know I'm one of the most beloved. I'm loved by the old. I was Edith's
I didn't know
favorite.
That.
Thank
I was,
you.
Hold on. I was Edith's favorite. I was Harry's favorite.
I'm not crazy about Rosenberg.
Yeah, fine. That guy, you take him.
No.
Don LaGreco.
Yeah. He's no longer.
You don't even
really.
Want him, Don.
Peter Sucks. That's what I'm saying.
And who wants him?
I have great admiration for your gift.
See, there's more. I got news for you about the old. You know, you just played five. We just talked about five old people who, unfortunately, I believe none of them are with us.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's becoming – the population in heaven that loves Peter is growing by the second.
Yeah, that's
you know
the
what?
Problem.
He didn't
but
have
Don,
much population in heaven that liked him anyway, so this helps.
But Don, we just played five different elderly people who listen to this show.
Right.
Three of which who loved me. Are looking down at us.
Right.
Two of which hated me and are looking up at us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the two that hated you, you were on a list of many.
But I thought
they
all brought up salient points.
No, see, that's what he's talking about.
I don't care what Terrible. He talks about. If he doesn't like it, he sees the door, exit, okay?
Wow.
If he doesn't
wow.
like me, go.
The whole love it or leave it on.
Go. Maybe it's time for you to go, not me. Maybe it's time for you to go. If you don't like me and you don't like the fact that I don't like sensory deprivation, why don't you just get out? Go.
I don't care whether you like sensory. Listen, I don't care if you like sensory deprivation or not. You do whatever you like. I'm just presenting Don and I are both.
But you... Just like I listen, I might be a lot of things. I'm not stupid. Right before we went to break, you cast aspersions on my entire life, my entire being. Don't think I don't catch that.
Wait, hold on. Aspersions?
But I don't enjoy my life. Well, I mean, maybe. How's it working out? Well, you know, in terms of maybe not.
Well, no,
maybe
you said. Hold on.
That great.
No. You said, Don, follow along here because Michael won't.
Right.
You said, how's it working out? In other words, you're saying, look at the scoreboard. I'm saying, well, on the financial scoreboard, it's clearly worked out. On the emotional happiness scoreboard, I'm not in your heart. I don't know how it's worked out.
Right. So, but you—that's not what you said. You intimated that I'm not happy.
I think you're projecting. That's what I
think
he's
intimating
here.
You could be happier.
Yeah,
that's
I guess everybody could be happier.
Right, and that's all these people are trying to do. And why are you making fun of them for trying? That's all we're saying.
Do you know how much time I spend in therapy every week trying to be happy?
Yeah, and I don't spend a second in therapy.
You should.
But I am in a much better place as a human being than I was 5 years ago.
Okay. I'm very
much,
happy with the place as a human being I am. Very.
But you wouldn't want to be happier if offered the opportunity?
Yeah, but there's no guarantee. If I had a guarantee, I'd be happier.
But what's the worst you
I'd
lose?
Explore it.
What does Aaron Rodgers lose
time.
By going
time
and sitting in his filth? Time and money. He's got $150 million.
How about dignity? Is he losing his dignity lying in his own filth?
No, but I think what he loses in dignity, he gains in learning something new about himself and feeling better about himself. No, just you can't, Michael. Sometimes the journey is to nowhere, but you still have to take it.
Why? Why do I have to take it?
Because then you don't go anywhere. You don't do anything. And you've done a lot. How's it worked out for you? It's worked out great. But there's nothing wrong for people to say maybe it could be better.
Why not try different things? We don't have time to take Julio's phone call. I'm not ignoring him. He's from Cliffside Park. He said, Michael's a clown for suggesting Rodgers is a clown. You know what? You're right. I'm either the clown or he is. And I don't know who is. I'm going to say that I'm not a clown. But here's the clownish part. Listen, you could do whatever you want. You could go on these self-exploratory journeys, okay? And I think even Don and maybe even my enemy Peter would agree with this. The thing that's clownish is that he has to tell everybody in the world about it.
That's fair.
Why can't he just go in his filth and then come out enlightened? Why does he have to tell Pat McAfee and tell the world about everything he does? Ayahuasca and all that crap. That's clownish.
Totally fair. I think Don and I are in lockstep with you. We'd never argue that this whole thing isn't nozzly. We're just saying that the thing that's nozzly about him is not the retreat. It's everything else.
Okay. So I will retreat from my initial clownish designation. Let me give it more of a broad stroke. He acts like a clown when he tells us his every thought and hope and dream. Nobody cares. Now, I think it's a little odd to sit in the dark for 4 days. Again, but maybe I'm the clown. So Julio's right. Maybe I'm the clown. But it's either one or two. Sitting in the dark, 4 days, sensory deprivation, or me not believing in it. One of us is a clown. Could be me. Could be me. I'm betting it's him. But it could be me. Who am I to cast aspersions on other people? As Peter tells you or intimates, I'm a loser. I'm not happy. I'm miserable in my life. Wow. Maybe I'm the clown.
I didn't say that.
That's what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
I might not even take part in the NN today. I'm so ticked off at you.
Well, hold on. Why?
Because you're a bad guy.
Why would you be offended by this?
You're a bad person. That's why.
Oh, my God.
You're just an awful, awful human being.
Just took what did
I do? And I hope they don't even let you back over the border after you're done with the
wrestling. By the way, you're the one who said, look at the scoreboard. And I went,
I never used that phrase. How's it working out?
What does that mean, Don? Translate.
That just means that, you know what? I have my dream job. I have my dream family. How's it working out? That's not a scoreboard. I'm not talking about money.
I mean, it's still sort of a scoreboard.
I have a loving family. They love me. I love them. What do you want? How greedy do you have to be in life? I have to reach some higher plane? No, I'll pass. I'm good.
Oh, my God. You know what? I cannot. Don, we have to give up. There's nothing here to do.
No, it's over. Really. We're beating a dead horse here. It's not going to work out. He is what he is. He's 62 years old. He's done.
I have one friend on the show, and it's Don. That's it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.